are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Very well, thank you. I'm blessed and highly favored. What are you calling? Where are you reaching us from, aren't you?
From New Delhi.
From New Delhi. Oh, awesome. I love New
In
Delhi. I think your country
Yes, have you been
is
here?
awesome place. I've been to New Delhi. I've been to the Ashok Hotel, and it was great actually doing business in your country. So it's great to
Great.
have you on board. It's awesome to have you on board. So today we're actually exploring the general topic entrepreneurship, and we just had a great conversation with Glenn from New Hampshire in the United States of America, 19-year-old who actually started a new business doing drop shipping. And it's great to actually have you here. Just within 30 seconds, can you introduce yourself and your line of business?
Sure. I'm a business advisor to different companies, which means my clients are the companies at growth stage, and we help them do the planning and strategy and implementation of the strategy.
Fantastic. So by this, I understand that you're working a lot with startups.
Also, so startups
Great.
at early stage are the ones I mentor,
Great.
and but the typical clients are the companies which could be called startups as well, but they are at the growth stage.
Great. So, expanding this further, you're working with small, medium, and large companies. Is that correct?
Yes.
Fantastic. And helping them with your business strategy, business plan, helping them scale up, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Fantastic. So, well, I kind of like the way the conversation is going. I'm very excited about it, about what it is that we are going to be discussing.
Great.
Let me ask you briefly, what has been some of the highlights for you working with companies and helping them scale up?
Highlights in terms of how my business evolved on a
Exactly.
positive
In
note.
terms of success rate, for instance. I want to start from there and then we trickle it down to your business.
Okay, in terms of success rate, I think would be one of the companies that we closed funding for.
Great.
One of the companies at growth stage, but it was in a startup. And we closed funding from one of the leading Fortune 50 company from global company. Yeah.
Oh,
So that was
fantastic. That's so good. That's so good to hear. That's very good to hear. I'd like to explore with you. Now you're going to actually tell us about your company, when you actually started the company, and actually the key challenge that had to do with you starting your company, if you would.
So I started consulting about 10 years ago, and the key challenge I think would be for me was actually figuring out what exactly I am doing. It was much easier for people to understand, in 2008 what a marketing consultant is, but
Yes.
people did not understand what a business advisor is. And plus, I was very young.
Yes,
So,
the whole thing about age actually is something that I like to explore further because in the conversation with Glenn from New Hampshire, he said to me that one of the challenges that actually he's had people he's been confronted with is the fact that people think that he's too young, and because he's too young, he's not expert enough to offer the kind of advice that or solution that he actually provides. So tell me, when you started, how challenging was it, as a young person getting into business advisory services, how was it for you and how were you able to, deal with this whole situation?
I encounter this issue even now because I look much younger than I am. But back then it was it is challenging, but I think you have to be smart enough to, number one, understand your command over your expertise, and you should. So you have to first be confident about what you're offering. And once you're confident, you know the people you are supposed to eliminate from your life. And the ones you and these are the people who are distractions. And so once you are able to eliminate people, which is a big task because you want to get things done. But if you eliminate, if you understand how to eliminate the wrong people, the right people come into your life.
Great. You know, you've actually touched on something very, very important, and that which is very key. In my second book on entrepreneurship, which is titled "Quit the Fairy Tale, Start Doing," I actually made a comparison between the mindset of my own mother, okay, as regards to me, you know, having this different mindset of being an entrepreneur. And you know, most of the time we notice also that, you know, sometimes the people that we need to eliminate are very close family people, okay, who
Absolutely.
actually by default do not understand the whole entrepreneurial mindset,
Yes.
okay, because they themselves are not actually trained that way, okay, they've
Yes.
not told that path. So what they understand really is what they know. And
Yes.
so, you know, ideally, they may, although we need to eliminate them, I mean, we need to eliminate them with love, but it's also necessary and essential to realize that the reason why they would actually tell us not to venture.